Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, September 26, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Hometown or cookie-cutter sprawl? Lisa Moretti plans for real communities in Pasco County, Florida. Lisa Moretti, candidate for Pasco County Commissioner District 1, is advocating for good growth development that creates real communities in Pasco County, Florida. She opposes the cookie-cutter sprawl that is erasing the county's character, pushing for stricter development standards that align with local needs and values. Moretti emphasizes the importance of preserving green spaces, protecting natural resources, and prioritizing infrastructure improvements in existing communities. By focusing on thoughtful development and community identity, she aims to prevent Pasco County from becoming another generic suburb. For more information on Lisa Moretti's campaign and vision, visit www.votelisamoretti.com.
KEHEC New Markets awarded $50 million in 2023 allocation round. KEHEC New Markets has been awarded $50 million in New Markets Tax Credit Allocation Authority for the CY 2023 round, totaling $270 million. This allocation will support community facilities in the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic regions, creating jobs and improving access to education, healthcare, and essential services in low-income areas. Brian Oxford, Director of Community Capital, is excited to deploy these funds for impactful projects. The program aims to create over 3,000 jobs, 4,850 student seats, and provide healthcare services to 53,000 patients annually. For more information, visit the CDFI Fund website. Contact Brian Oxford at 919-532-1796 or boxford@khec.com for details about KEHEC New Markets.
Fellowship Books releases. Updated top seller, defeating conservative republicanism, Fellowship Books has an updated version of their top-selling book, Defeating Conservative Republicanism, offering a deeper perspective on Donald Trump's economic policy. Author Eric Demery criticizes Trump's trickle-down theory, highlighting past failures in Trump's business ventures. The book also questions the alliance between Trump and evangelicals, suggesting they have abandoned traditional Christian values. Demery's comments have sparked controversy, with supporters dismissing them as liberal attacks. As the country heads to the polls, the impact of Trump on the economy and society's moral fabric remains a hot topic of debate. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.